Two members of a Vancouver housing advocacy group crashed a news conference Wednesday as Housing Minister Ravi Kahlone began to speak from a lectern about a government-financed 28-story development under construction on Broadway that will provide 258 rental homes. Mazdik Garibnavas and another unidentified man, who was carrying a sign advertising the Vancouver Tenants Union, interrupted Kahlone at a construction site at Broadway and Birch Street, where Vancouver Fairview MLA George Heyman, City Councillor Mike Clausen and Jameson Development Corp. President, Tony Papajohn, were also present. "I'm sorry to be doing this," Garibnavas told Kahlone. "You and your staff, no offense to you, you do not know what renters need, and we do. We've been talking to renters all along this neighborhood. You don't listen to renters in this city, and that's why we need to be speaking out." Garibnavas spoke for almost 5 minutes, referencing city data that 25% of rental stock along the Broadway corridor is at risk of demolition. He said transit-oriented development could displace thousands of families. In the fall of 2021, he continued, the tenants' union spoke to hundreds of people in the corridor about concerns regarding development planned to coincide with construction of the subway and accelerated under the city's Broadway plan. "The vast majority of them told us that they would not expect to be able to afford to stay in their neighborhoods if they lost their current homes," he said. "You don't have a plan to protect them." Garibnavas's comments appeared to be directed at the neighborhood in general and not the site on Birch Street, where no tenants were displaced because none existed. It was home for years to Denny's restaurant. Jameson Development Corp. is building a 28-story rental tower on West Broadway at Birch Street. Image courtesy City of Vancouver. $164 million in financing. After Garibnavas and his friend crossed the street to a sidewalk, Kahlone responded to the disruption, saying, "Anytime an activist wants to get a chance to share their perspective, we're open to that, we're open to feedback." Kahlone pointed out the development in question will provide 58 homes for families earning less than $80,000 per year and 200 units will rent to households earning $170,000 per year, or less. "The government is providing $164 million in low-cost financing to Jameson, which plans to complete the project by 2025. Jameson itself has put up $81.4 million, and the City of Vancouver is providing development cost levy waivers valued at $3.1 million. In response to renovictions or displacement of tenants, the minister cited the government's introduction in 2021 of legislation that shifts responsibility to the landlord to apply to the Residential Tenancy Branch, RTB, for pre-approval of an eviction. "We took significant steps to address renoviction challenges, and now in fact we rarely hear about those issues at the RTB," the minister said. Clausen, who was acting as deputy mayor, began his remarks by thanking the tenants' union and others for their work and advocacy and recognizing that we do have amazing stresses on our system right now with regards to rental housing. He said the city's Broadway plan has some of the strongest renter protections in North America. Clausen said the project at Broadway and Birch represented a significant step in our ongoing commitment to address the pressing need for affordable housing in Vancouver. Papajohn said the partnership with the city and province made the project doable. "It's programs like the minister's talking about, financing through BC Housing and incentives through the City of Vancouver, that make these projects a reality," he said. "They wouldn't be built otherwise and wouldn't be able to work on paper. Unfortunately, we live in a world of numbers, as well." The site of a former Denny's restaurant at Broadway and Birch is being redeveloped for a 28-story rental tower. Photo Mike Howell. Rental tower approved in 6-5 vote. The Kennedy Stewart-led council approved the development in July 2020 in what was a close 6-5 vote. At the time, the project fell under the city's Moderate Income Rental Housing Pilot Program, commonly referred to as MIRP by staff and politicians. The program was designed to provide homes for households who are not eligible for or do not want to live in social housing, but cannot afford a market rental home. Why and how the previous council voted on the development can be read here. The development will be a mix of studio apartments, one-bedroom, two-bedroom and three-bedroom places in what will be one of the tallest buildings to be developed along the Broadway corridor. Other amenities will include commercial and office space, 5 levels of underground parking for vehicles and bicycles, an outdoor playground, urban agriculture areas and a dedicated dog washing station. The northwestern building facade will also feature a vertical tile mosaic designed by local Musqueam artist Deborah Sparrow. After the news conference, Garibnavas and Colon were seen in conversation on a sidewalk. Garibnavas signaled in his comments at the new conference that more action is to come from the tenants' union. Tenants are getting together to prevent developers from demolishing homes along Broadway, and in every neighborhood, and tenants will succeed, he said. Our message here today is loud and clear, hands off our homes. M. Howell at glaciermedia.ca twitter.com/howlings